Were you born in the DR?
I was born in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. My parents are Dominican, though. So right. I got both flavors.
Oh, all right. Puerto Rico and Dominican.
Puerto Rico,
huh?
Man, you know what I mean?
You must be fighting with yourself all the time.
Oh,
huh?
Man.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man.
You know,
two chicks at the same
bitch,
time, man.
Real nigga shit, your real nigga story, you know what I'm saying?
This beat is so bitch.
All right, here we are, episode 12. Here with our couple of friends, Abraham Nova and handsome Mark DeLuca.
Let's go.
Abe Nova got a world title fight coming up February 16th.
Yes, sir.
MSG, Madison Square Garden, huh?
Uh-huh, the Big Apple.
Yeah, the Big Apple. I went down there a month ago to see a fight, and I'm going to be going to this one. You know, that's mandatory. I got to show some support. I met Abe, Jesus, I don't know, what, 2-3 years ago, maybe?
No, I think it was more than that.
Yeah.
I think it's more than that.
Yeah, time flies, man.
Time flies.
Abraham's originally from Albany, New York?
Albany, New York, yes. Yep.
But he's a Boston guy pretty much now.
Basically,
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
I've been here since I was, what, 18 years old?
Yeah, right? 18, yeah.
18, so yeah, I've been here for what, you could say, what, it's 11 years?
Yeah, at least.
One thing about Mark is, and I'm I don't want to say envious or jealous, right, is how he picked up Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can speak. Can you speak fluent Spanish?
No. I can speak gym Spanish a little bit. You know,
you
boxing
can
Spanish.
More than
can
a little
speak,
bit.
Yeah.
I can
fucking
he can speak more than a little bit.
He can defend himself.
Yeah, he can speak more. I can only order food in restaurants.
That's all right, man. That's okay.
Yeah, it's a start. And I keep saying I'm gonna do something and try to learn a little more, you know?
Yeah.
But Mark's a professional fighter also and a trainer, great trainer. Right now, you're working with Abe mostly, a bunch of guys, right?
Yeah. We got a good crew over at Everybody Fights. You've been there with Dickie, right?
Yeah.
Came down. It's a beautiful facility.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we're down there on the daily. We got a good crew. Got your boy Brandon Higgins. He's on the team.
That's my guy.
Lowell. Yeah, Brandon.
Shout out to Brandon.
Yeah, shout out to Brandon, right? He
B.
fights
Higgs.
February 9th.
B. Higgs94 Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
My man.
I'll tell you what about Brandon Higgins. I seen him fight, you know, a couple of months ago, and, you know, the terms used, he's a dog, but he didn't get tired.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm like,
if this fight, I think he lost a close split decision, but I'm like, if this fight went 2 more rounds or 3 more rounds, he would have won because he just wasn't getting tired.
No.
You know what I mean? And I don't got to tell you guys.
No.
I mean, I could hit the back for 3 minutes and I'm gasping for real. You're in there fighting 6 rounds, 3 minute rounds. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
He had a good fight with, was it Kenny Lawson?
Yeah.
Fucking great fight.
Yeah, Kenny Lawson.
I love Kenny too.
Yeah,
he's the
Kenny's
best.
My guy. Kenny's my guy also.
It was tough. It was like, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm in Higgins' corner. But, you know, I'm like, catch myself rooting for fucking Kenny a little bit. I'm like, fuck it. I love Brandon. It was both of them guys showed up that night and put on a show.
How's Mike Hurricane doing? Is he down there with you guys?
Yeah.
He's good. He's working the taco truck now. I think he retired officially.
Really?
You know, yeah, coming off that win against Lamont Peterson. Nice fucking icing on the cake.
Yeah.
He's had a hard career. You know, guys like him fucking really fight.
Yeah.
Fight tooth and nail every fight. So he's doing good. He's turning the corner and
got his license.
Got a license. You know what I mean? Became a citizen and
And
you know, he had a tough road at it. But we got Mike, we got Francis Hogan.
Yeah, Frank the Tank.
Yeah, we got Tank Time. We got Thomas O'Toole, kid from Ireland. Former Irish national champion. He's 8-0, he's a light heavyweight. He's a good fighter. Mike Ohan. Johnny DePina. I mean, we got a good
fights on there.
Yeah,
huh?
D Venable. Yeah, we got a good little crew. And we got some amateurs. Who else? Am I missing anybody?
Georgia.
Yeah. We got a bunch of amateurs and shit. We'll just leave it at that. They can't get the shout out on the Bean Shooter podcast.
But
we got a good pro. You know, we got a good crew.
Ohan's.
Yeah, you know, no man like Ohan.
Yeah.
And it's all good helping Abraham get ready, you know, because they're great training partners and they all feed off each other. You know how it is. You need to be around guys like that to, you know, push you and get you in shape and keep it fun and, you know.
I mean, that's half the battle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Half the battle.
And they get the – and it's good for the younger guys because they're watching Abe's process, you know, fighting tooth and nail, coming off losses, coming battling with promoters, and like, you know, going through the, they're watching Abraham and they're like, fucking, it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah,
it's like when, like, I was a lot younger, but when Mickey was in the gym,
yeah,
I was a lot younger. I was like amateur, like 12, 13, but I remember Mickey coming down sparring with Tommy Atato.
Yeah,
and you know what I mean, you know Sucre Oliveira was in the gym too. They didn't spot, I don't think, but like, you know, when those guys are lingering, you're watching them, you're like, oh, fuck, man, this guy's the real deal. It's cool. You know? Get to watch Abe do his thing.
And see the whole journey, see the whole process.
Yeah, so it's good. So it's good, yeah.
What do you got going on? I mean, what do you got for plans after this? You know, I mean, you're not looking past this. Obviously, this is a huge fight, but I mean, what do you got going on? You're going to stay in Boston? You're thinking about maybe getting a place down in the DR or something? I see you going on vacation here and there. You know, you got to have some, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, moving forward, usually after all my fights, you know, I go DR, Colombia, Jamaica, I go somewhere. But with this one, I haven't got there yet, you know. Probably is that, you know, I want to take it in. I want to embrace the moment, enjoy the journey, enjoy this whole process. So I think after the fight, I feel like, you know, I know I'm going to win. And when I do win, I'm going to get a lot of recognition, a lot of, you know, clout, a lot of love from, you know, people. So I want to, you know, enjoy that moment here with the fans, with the community, with the people. So I'm not looking to leave yet, but eventually, you know, I'll probably, you know, I'm building a house in DR, so it's under construction right now. So
yeah, I didn't even know that.
You know, I got some properties in Albany, New York, so, you know, I'll probably get another property and, you know, just keep investing and, you know, keep myself active, what I usually do. But the main thing is to embrace and enjoy the moment when I get that title, you know, probably I'll get like, you know, the key to the city and Albany and whatnot. And then, you know, I was talking to Mark, I want to buy a 3-family here in Boston, get something going here, because I come here a lot. You know, I'm always here out the year. I can see I'm 8 months out the year here in Boston. Yeah. So I want to get, you know, 3-family, get that going, stay in there, you know, and just, you know, just stay active.
You know, a lot of fighters, you know, I know, personal friends that have made a lot of money, right? And you see it a lot through the fight game, from meeting people through Mickey and meeting other fighters that have made a ton of money, and you see him broke and you say, you know, this guy made X amount of dollars, and one friend of mine made a lot of money and he's back, he's doing good now. But you say, how the fuck could somebody make, you know, 30 million, 50 million, 60 million, right? And be broke.
Yeah.
But I know in the grand scheme of things, they didn't make that. The train is, the, you know, and then you get all these hangers on taking advantage of you. Like you were just saying, right? You know, the guys that are with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who those guys are. Because when you go through rough times, right?
Yes.
Where is everyone?
Yeah, go on.
It's like, they're not around. Yeah. You know what I mean? And when these guys, when these fighters are making all this money, you know, they get all these fucking people around, these leeches and the, you know, so-called friends and the managers and the, you know, not the trainers so much, but, you know, just everyone's got their hand in it. Yeah. And if you're not watching these guys, like a lot of these fighters, you know, come up, they didn't go to school, inner city kids, and they're just throwing this money at them. And then, so I think it's such a good thing. I had no idea you owned any property in Albany.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know you were building your own house, but it's fucking essential.
Yeah.
To, you know, because this ain't going to last forever.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you get a couple paydays, right? You get a couple of good ones, right?
Yeah.
It's all good, but to have, you know, a source of income.
Yeah.
And like anybody fucking who knows anything knows rental property is the way to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. I had no idea about that, man. That's fucking, you know, it's really smart of you.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, and it all starts from, you know, surrounding yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, you know, my family, you know, we all know properties, you know, everybody. So, you know, I see the good things and I add it to my arsenal, I add it to myself, and I put it back out there, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Good things happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Mark DeLuca, we were just talking before this happened. Mark, one time, it was like a year or two ago, he had a bean shooter shirt on, and he was going to do something, you know, put in some bets, you know, meet someone. I don't know what he was doing, but he was like, you know, walking to meet somebody, and all of a sudden, a carload of guys. You want to tell them a story?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm just trying to fly under the radar a little bit. And a carload of kids, I don't know, 16, 17-year-old kids, laying on the horn, beeping, bean shooter. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I took that fucking shirt off, threw it away. I'm like, sorry, man. I can't wear this fucking shirt anymore. It's fucking me up. It's funny. Now it's just, that was shit. That was before all this started popping off.
Yeah.
Right. Way. That was like very, that was like, you're just having fun fucking around.
Yeah. Way before.
This is like, I don't know. You're still having fun fucking around. Cause it's, you know,
that's what
like,
I do.
That's what you do. But now it's like, you know, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, how many bean shooters do you have, you know, bean shooter 55 now? Tattoos, how many fucking bean shooters?
I know, right? Every time I see them, like, wow.
Like, hey, me and you, Abe wins the title, I'll get one.
I'm waiting for the title to get one. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. You know? So we're locking that in because he's winning. You
yeah,
know
yeah, right? Totally. So, fine.
You know, you're going to be Larry Bird, 33. So you're going to get, I know you're Italian, but you're going to get a shamrock with it.
I get the shamrock. Oh, shit.
So funny thing about Mark is, Mark's a great guy, former Marine, fucking tough as they come, as loyal as they come, just a good, just an all around good guy. You are.
Thanks,
and you've never like been one for the attention. Like people would see him in my snap or anything. And like, if you look at my Instagram, it'll say like, I can look sometimes, see where the majority of my followers are. Most of them in New York City. Mm-hmm. And then it's like Boston, it's Lowell, then it's Los Angeles. And I think Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at who's following me, it's like 91% men, you know, ages, boys, boys with the ages of fucking, you know, 18 and 32, and then like the other 30% between 32 and 44, and then it's like 8% women. But whenever I'd put a post to Mark, from that 8%, I'm gonna say 7% of them women message me and say, what is his Instagram? He went dark a while ago.
I'm
man.
Off, man.
Yeah, you're not on there, dipping and dodging. But I gotta get on there in the gym. We have another friend who's down the gym working out a lot, Matty Ryan. Shout out Spunky Ryan.
Let's go.
Matty's a great guy. He's also getting in unbelievable shape. And I was just talking before this. I have been slack, and I get in these. I'll be going to the gym, eating good, doing good, and then I get out of it. And it takes me a month or 2 months to get back. Fucking, you know what I mean? It's terrible. So I don't know. Maybe I should get some Ozempic or something and do a class.
The hottest piece of equipment in the gym is the front door, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Opening that fucking door, getting in there.
I know. And the older you get, man, you know, you get to get that spare tire. It's difficult. It's difficult. But it's funny. Like, I mean, you're in great shape. Both of you guys are in great shape most of the time. But it's like for me, when I start working out and I start eating good, I don't want to eat shitty. And then the opposite too. When I start eating shitty.
Yeah.
You don't want to eat good.
It's fucking crazy.
It's weird.
I just got to get back in it. So the training, I remember, you know, when Mickey would train or, you know, a lot of fighters, you know, they'd go to different places. They go to Big Bear Lake. You guys have been there, I'm sure, right? Mm-hmm. In Cali and here and there, higher elevations. You're just staying local, right? You're just
staying local. We're fine local, staying local. You know what I mean? Staying around the good guys, good people. Don't got to do anything new because what we've been doing has been working. So,
How's your weight?
Oh, it's always good.
It's always right there.
Yeah, I'm always right there. I'm always 10 pounds, 12 pounds out.
Yeah.
Nothing more, nothing less. I'm always right there.
Yeah,
so
you immediately.
Yeah, I don't worry about the weight. That's something we don't really stress about.
Do you worry about other guys getting down and then bulking up and putting on fucking, you know, 15 pounds in a day? Like, what is it? What's the most ridiculous thing you've seen with guys?
He
can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, suck some weight. Yeah, I see some guys suck some weight. But, like, as far as his weight class goes, he's the man to watch out for. So, like, he's the fast, strong one. Like, he's the top of the food chain as far as genetics and stuff. We always talk about it. So, we don't really have to worry about anyone else. He doesn't have to worry about anyone else because he's the guy everyone's worrying about.
So,
it's like, we're lucky with that in that respect. You know what I mean? But, he's like, you know, fuck, some guys is built different, man. You know what I mean? You just walking in the gym, you see Francis, tall, thin, can punch like a motherfucker, but his body's just, you know, and then you look at Abe, he's got muscles on muscles, and then you got I don't know, it's just funny, you know? It's like, there's no like blueprint or formula for fighters. Fighters are all over the place.
You can't judge different. A fighter based on how they look. Like, he punches hard because he got muscles, or he punches hard because, you know, you can't. That's when you know.
You know, it's funny, like, you know, growing up, seeing a lot of guys in prison and a lot of fights. I think the guys that I ever saw that hit the hardest, like almost like Francis, like tall and lanky, with those long arms, you know, and you know, big, and big hands. Right? Those guys that were fucking jacked with, you know, the traps and muscles coming out, you know.
Yeah, yeah, couldn't hurt your feelings. Yeah.
That's usually how it goes. You know what I mean? That's usually how it goes.
Couldn't hurt your feelings.
Yeah, that's it.
Couldn't fight their way out of a ladies' room. No, no, no.
Was it Walpole? My uncle was a corrections officer. Walpole. Were you in Walpole?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for a while. Man, what years was that?
I was there beginning of 97 or 2000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, when was he there? Was he there then?
Yeah, he was there then, yeah.
Really? Was it DeLuca?
No. It was,
not the OC. Doolin.
Yeah, he was a captain. He's retired now. I'm sorry?
Doolin, D-O-L-I-N.
L-I-N, yeah. He was a captain, or, you know.
It rings a bell.
Yeah. But
sure Joey Drama would remember him.
Who's Joey Drama?
Joey Donovan. Do you know Joey?
No,
he lives in Salty. Good kid. He did, I met him up there. He went in when he was 17, got out when he was 40, you know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was a quick one. I used to tell him, when I was in there, I'd say, stop crying, man. We've all been through this.
Did more time than Mandela, for Christ's sakes. Jesus. You know what comes around the gym all the time? As Bubba. You know Bubba? Bubba's in the gym hitting the bag every day. Conway.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever met him? He got up there after I left.
Yeah.
Dorchester kid. Yeah,
but Bubba's the best, man. He's strong. He's strong.
Yeah.
But he's a fucking beast, man. Working at the laborers union. He's doing fucking great.
That's good. He's doing good. Because that was a tough crime. I know he wasn't the one who actually committed the murder and he got wrapped up on it. Oh, you know what I mean? He was there. But, you know, everyone who knows about that knows the kids involved. I know, you know, the kid involved
too. Yeah.
And, it was a tough hit. Was a tough hit.
For him. I know the Conway family because the brother, they all boxed.
Yeah, Danny, I remember his other brother. I knew one of them, Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, all of them. Yeah,
how's he doing?
I don't know. I haven't seen Billy in years, but you know, I just remember, you know, the older crowd in the gym. You know, you just hear their name rung.
Yeah,
you know, ran the streets. You know, oh shit, Bubba, Billy, Danny. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, they were always good to me though growing up.
We lost Jimmy Farrell last year, man. Yep. Jimmy Farrell, fucking great guy. Rest in peace, Jimmy.
Yeah, for sure.
Legendary
man.
Fighter, trainer. You know, local guy. Did a lot of time himself.
And the DR too.
I tell you about it, right?
And DR.
Yeah, fucking Jimmy was the best, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole crew of guys like Dickie and Jimmy, Jimbo Curran.
When they get them together, it's
not better. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I know why you bring Dickie tonight. That would have been fucking great.
I didn't think of it. I should have, man.
Hilarious, right? So remember we went out to eat in the North End? Was it me, you, Dickie, and Maddie?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So we go to Calamari. And Dickie was pissed because he was like, what the fuck are we eating onion rings for? I'm like, no, it's calamari, Dickie. He's like, no, they're fucking onion rings. I'm like, all right, whatever. Enjoy yourself.
It's amazing that he's been all over the world and he doesn't know, hey, what's a cannoli? We'll be able to eat. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like a cream horn you get in 7-Eleven. Like, he has no idea, you know? We go to get a pizza somewhere. He's like, they're saying there's artichokes. What the fuck's an artichoke?
Oh,
like,
man.
You guys have been all over the world, you know? Oh, eating hot dogs his whole life. He don't know.
He's
so
simple.
That's fucking beautiful, man.
Yeah, should have brought him. Jimbo Curran, what a fucking classic. How's he doing? He's doing
good.
Some health
he
issues,
usually
right?
comes, but I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he got some, like, and he had hip surgery or something. But he's always down there fucking.
Man, he makes it to the fights, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Bro, I fought in England. The motherfucker was in England. he's in England. He made it all the way to England. I'm like, how the fuck did he get into England? I'm surprised he has a passport to start it. But he goes to all of his fights.
I'm surprised he has a driver's license.
He was trying to go to Nevada, Vegas for your last fight, but he couldn't make it. He had surgery, but he's going to this one. He called me ASAP.
He's fighting for the title. I'll fucking be there. He made it to Turning Stone, and there was a snowstorm. So I'm thinking, he's not going to come. This is a snowstorm, you know, going on. You know, upstate New York, it gets heavy.
No.
And I see him, and I'm like, yo, you really drove all the way down 4.5 hours drive down in the snowstorm? He's tough.
He knows that drive because you go to the Hall of Fame every year. He didn't make it this last year, but he goes. You ever been to his house in Salty, of course, down in the basement?
It's
unbelievable. The boxing memorabilia.
He has millions of dollars down there.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
For sure.
But king of the one-liners, huh? I use his lines all the time. I was at the fights, and there's a guy standing in front of us, and he goes, if I want to look at the back of a jacket, I go to fucking Jordan Marsh. Jordan Marsh was Macy's, for those who don't know. Yeah, the line, Gene. He's addicted to leather.
It's fucking beautiful.
Oh, yeah. He's got,
yeah, he has the best ones.
Yeah, I just want to go with him just to, you know, sit there and write down, you know, the old notebook when he can tell the one line is and write
it's
them
tough,
down.
Man. Usually I hear him on repeat, but he'll always have two or three new ones. I'm like, damn, how the fuck did you think of that? That's hilarious.
How did you come up with that?
I know, it's crazy.
Did his brother Lep go down to England too, or was it just him?
No, it was him and a few other guys. I forget who it was, but just fucking seeing Jimbo there, I was like, yeah. Unbelievable. How the fuck are you here? Like, it's crazy. Give him a big hug, obviously. I love that guy. He's the best.
Yeah.
But that whole little crew, you know, like, that's a dying breed, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, it's a dying breed, right?
Yeah.
Just like originals, yeah. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to act like that when I'm all that old. So it's like, you know, it's dying with them.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, you guys know? Like that. And, yeah. And
come once in a lifetime.
Yeah. You know, the younger generation, it's just, every generation is different.
Yeah.
Not to sit there and slam them, right?
Yeah.
But like these older guys grew up in a different era. Like I grew up in a different era than you.
Yeah, yeah.
And on and on and on, you know? Yeah. I mean, growing up with no fucking cell phones, you know, we have to do crazy stuff, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, Jimbo.
We're more kids.
We got to do this again. We got to get Dickie and Jimbo in here.
You need subtitles.
Yeah.
You know, when they speak, you need to put it on the with the bouncing ball every time it talks. You know, you understand them.
Dickie's the best, though.
Yeah,
you know?
He is.
His son, Dickie Jr., working at the Wild Card. He's like second in charge of the Wild Card now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's big.
Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah.
Is the Wild Card West or the Wild Card Wild Card?
Wild Card Wild Card.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. I saw Abe. Yeah, we went there a few times. And I don't know if you follow boxing, but I mean, you know the kid, Stagnonis?
He's a Greek kid, obviously.
He's from Lithuania, but he's like a welterweight killer right now. Like he's on the way up, and fucking Abe had to get thrown in there, Abe fucking did his thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, really
shocked.
So
the place,
was like 147. What were you wearing?
126.
Yeah, 126.
Yeah, so he's 20 pounds heavier than
And I didn't know, you know. And Freddie threw me in there,
and he started turning it up.
Oh yeah, you know.
He turned it up back, and was good. Yeah,
that's unbelievable. And then 20 pounds,
and then he came the next day and shut him out.
Yeah. We had a good time out there. Nice, beautiful spot.
Yeah.
Friday, it's just like the who's who.
Yeah.
You're in there, you can just be looking around, and Miguel Cotto's right there, and this one's right there. And, you know, it's hard not to be starstruck. But
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. I went in there when the Patriots won the Super Bowl and Malcolm Butler intercepted the thing. Dickie was, I don't know how long, he was working out there a couple of years. So I sold my tickets for $17,000. It was a crazy thing. I had a pocket full of money. So I flew to Hollywood, and I went by the Wild Card to see Dickie's son, Dickie Jr., you know? And I fucking shook Dickie's hand with a C note. That's for you, playboy. He's like, thank you.
Shit.
And I go, Freddie, Mickey told me to tell you something. He goes, what? I said, keep your fucking hands up. So they're all laughing. And then I had the phone out, like I always do, and right away.
When was this?
They shut me down. Is that 2015, Justin? Patriots, Malcolm Butler, the interception against Seattle?
2015, yeah.
2015.
Oh, yeah.
And we come back, that's when we get all that snow. But that was 8 years ago.
And they were like, they shot down the phone, they wouldn't let you
do it. Yeah, you know his Freddie's like girl, the Chinese lady,
Marie?
The Asian lady. Yeah. She said, no phones up here. So I was like, but Chavez was there the other day.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You was upstairs or you was downstairs?
Both. Upstairs. It was upstairs when I took it out, but then I went downstairs in the private one. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's a nice little one down there, huh? That's where the real shit be going.
Yeah, that's where we was at. We was at Florida.
Bumping.
Yeah, bumping down there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Freddie was great, and it was funny. He called Dickie when I just went to those fights at Madison Square Garden. He called Dickie and he goes, Dickie's like, fucking Freddie, you know, he don't remember anything. He goes, hey, listen, I got a couple seats for you, but make sure you bring Bean Shooter. Dickie goes, what?
Holy shit.
That was like, I met my father's a huge fight fan. I couldn't wait to tell my father. He's like, shut up. I go, I swear to God. Little did I know, Freddie Roach is a fucking Bean Shooter fan.
Right, he is.
Yeah.
Every time I see Freddie, I just right away drop Jimmy's name. I don't even like, hey, I'm not. Jimmy Farrell. Oh, Jimmy. Yeah. Then I'll go for like 20 minutes and I'll let him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But every time I see him, Jimmy Farrell. Oh, Jimmy. Oh.
Yeah.
The whole crew, right?
You know, me growing up, you know, seeing Dickie and Mickey fight and the Silver Mittens, you know, Mickey and Dickie in the auditorium. And I remember the Roach brothers, you know, Joey, Pepper, and Freddie And, you know, their mother, Barbara Roach. But from when I was a little kid, I was always in the fight scene. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
And I remember those guys from fucking from way back then. But it's amazing how far he's come.
Oh, yeah, big time. He's got to be like one of the best trainers in history.
Has to.
Yeah.
Most recognized, definitely. I mean, got to be.
Yeah. How many world champions you had? Like,
fuck, man.
Right? Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. It really is. You know,
so it's just, how do you do with that with the sparring? You got. I remember guys would come down to spar Mickey, and they'd be like, you know, coming from Pennsylvania and Jersey and driving down, and Mickey would be dispatching them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going through sparring partners. Shout out Kippy Diggs.
Oh, yeah.
Kippy Diggs is a great sparring partner for Mickey.
Kippy.
Kippy. And little does he know, like, I used to sell perks to Dickie, right? Yeah, Dickie would be like, hey, you got any Kippies, right? It was because of Kippy Diggs. So then we come to the gym, he'd be like, Kippy. I'm like, yeah. And he'd be like, hold on. He'd run out of the ring. We go outside. I'm selling him perks. So everyone would be like, someone got to tell Kippy Diggs. You know, his name has actually become a fucking is it synonym? What is it for perks? And well, whatever, you
it's
know what I mean.
It's a nickname. Nickname.
But how are you doing with that? With sparring partner?
We have no problem with sparring partner. I mean, they come and they go. We travel. We go different places. It's never no problem. You know, some of them go to sleep. Some of them, you know, don't. You know, we work. You know, and so it's like sparring is like a fight to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes we understand when we're learning, we gotta, you know, try different things. But 9 out of 10, you know, it's a war in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where like the injuries and the real fighting and like the real training is.
Yeah.
Like the fight is not, I want to say the fight's it's the hardest thing, but it's the training and the sparring. That's.
Yeah.
Where you get, you know, you feel all the pain you going through that whole process. So I feel like that's the toughest thing.
Yeah, you know what I found strange a lot is some guys, you'd see them in the gym, you know what I mean? And they'd be unbelievable. And then the fight, Mickey sometimes he'd fight. He'd come out ice cold. He wouldn't throw a punch. You're like, come on. You know, it's easy to look at the TV and say, what the fuck? You ain't throwing any punches. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you see some guys in the gym that are fucking unbelievable. Then they fight. But Mickey would always start out a little cold. You know what I mean? Then he'd warm up, you know?
Yeah.
But everyone's different.
There's a lot of fighters like that that you will see them shine in the gym. They're like, oh, this dude's a bad man.
Yeah.
Under the lights. Like, what was it at? And then this opposite dude that they don't look good in there. You know, I know fighters, TJ.
Yeah.
TJ doesn't spar. He gets beat up in rounds, but man, he's the former world champion. He goes in there and shines. You know,
so fight night, he does
fight night. Dohenny.
Dohenny. Yeah, that's my guy.
The power.
Yeah, he's shining in Japan.
Yeah, he's shining ass, man. Kicking ass.
Unfucking believable.
Yeah, shout out to TJ, man.
TJ,
I love that dude. He's the best, man.
Yeah, TJ's my guy, man. Absolutely.
We're all products of Ken Casey's.
Yeah, Murphy's
boxing. You know? Yeah, Ken's a good man.
Spike O'Sullivan.
Yeah. Spike, but like myself, Abe was signed to Ken and TJ, and I mean, Greg Medetti, and you know, just like a bunch of guys. But
Carlos,
you know, Carlos Congora, world champ.
Oh yeah,
you know?
He's from
Ecuador.
Yeah, I was going to say Venezuela. Ecuador. Yeah.
There was a bunch of us, and that COVID just whang. Came in swinging and knocked out the promotion.
But,
I think Ken was at the time. He's one of the fucking best shows around.
Yeah.
He was even good show.
Pack him in the House of Blues.
And
play
like,
some music in there.
I mean, if you're going to drop kicks, you know, on St. Paddy's Day, Fenway Park, fights, Murphy's Box. I mean, if you're a fan, you get anything better than that?
No, I know.
You know, that's pretty good.
Here in Boston.
What I mean? It's a good package deal, you know?
So he shouted me out in a song. Did you know that?
No.
He did.
Yeah. So I'm in Colombia, and he sends me these videos, text messages, and he's like in the studio in front of a computer, and I'm like, the music's bumping. I'm like trying to listen to it. I don't even listen to it. And like a day later, I'm like, oh shit, you know, I get the text message, and it's in the middle of the song, and it says Congress, Senate, White House, and it says, and Mike the Legend Lee. And then another line, it said Shady Mike Lee or something.
Something.
So he goes, which one do you like? And I'm like, I'm thinking he's joking around.
They're both accurate.
And then when the album got released, he said, he texted me like a couple days later. He goes, well, I guess you didn't listen to, you know, track 9, fucking 30 seconds in, and I go on it. And he shouts me out. He says, "Mike the Legend Lee."
Let's fucking go.
He goes, at the last second, I wanted to take it out because I'm thinking people are going to think I'm talking about the senator from Utah because he's a Republican and he didn't like Trump. I'm like,
yeah, that's the first thing I was thinking.
Accept it.
The fuck?
Yeah, no one knows that fucker. Yeah. He's like, that. But that yeah, asshole. So yeah, he shouted me out in a song, man. Dropkick Murphy. So that was really cool. You know? Kenny's a fucking good guy.
He's a great guy.
He was texting me the other day. He's like, "I'm fucking in a barbershop somewhere and they're talking about bean shooter videos." I go, "Sounds like my kind of barbershop." He's like, "You know, I hate midgets," because they had that video in the DR with the midget. He's like, he has something. I guess when he was a kid, there was a midget in his neighborhood, right? So the midget was like 15, but he'd fight kids his size. So Kenny was like 7, and I guess he wiped them down.
Really?
Kenny, yeah.
Wow. Well, what the fuck? Kenny's no Clint Eastwood himself. I mean, what the fuck? Come on, Kenny. You hate midgets?
Kenny got a dropkick Murphy from the local midget. Kenny took an L from a midget back
all right.
in the day.
It happens.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, on all these trips, you don't go to the DR?
Yeah, that's the one, the video with the midget.
But you don't go to Columbia, huh?
Well, I've been going to Columbia a lot because I started going every month for my teeth.
Yeah. Okay.
So then I had to go every month because I had braces and they had to do this. So then I just started getting the routine of that place. But I need a DR trip or a Costa Rica trip.
I heard you say the DR people, they ask for too much.
No, Cartagena.
Yeah, they get you, right?
Cartagena, fucking aggressive panhandlers.
Yeah, on the
aggressive
beach.
Yeah, wasn't
they're aggressive, bad. Right?
Yeah, Cartagena, they're aggressive, man.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
I was sitting on the beach in Cartagena, and a woman, old lady.
Squirted lotion on you.
Right on me. I'm like, "Whoa, bitch, I don't want this all over me." And, you know, I'll give you money. Just don't squirt that shit on me, you know?
Yeah, and
but they're on you, you know,
and
on
it's
you.
This
it's crazy.
Garbage lotion. They stop. But then they're like, "Just let me do a test."
Yeah.
And you know, they got strong hands. They start rubbing your shoulders. You're like, "Oh, you got me. You got me."
Yeah, exactly.
But DR, Puerto Plata and Sosua, I went to this thing called, what is it, 27 Waterfalls. You ever hear of that?
No.
Puerto Plata. So the guy, you know, he had to be a fucking sadist. So I get there and you walk up these trails and it's like these caverns and you jump off the cliffs into the water. It's like green water. I mean, it's the coolest fucking thing ever.
Nice.
But the guy stops me and goes, "Oh, you know, buy these." And he's selling me these little water shoes. I had sneakers. Dude, it was like the Bataan Death March. It was like walking over beds and nails, rocks. Like, you know, I would have sneakers and no socks. Fine, you know, jumping up. Yeah. I got these little thin fucking water shoes, right? My feet look like pudding on the bottom when I got back. They were bleeding. I'm like, I'm fucking looking for the guy. I'm like, that guy, he knew what he was doing.
He got you.
Yeah, he got me.
So that's the only place you go to when you go to DR? You go to Puerto Plata and
Santo Domingo a couple times. Okay. And Puerto Plata and Sosua.
Which one you say is the best? Don't say Sosua.
No, that's just that's just that. You know what I mean? I like the city. I like Santo Domingo? Yeah, I like Santo Domingo. I like the casinos and the clubs and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's it. And what do I call it? Playa Blanca there and the nice part there, the fucking beach. That was awesome.
And La Romana?
No, I'm going to La Romana where the fight is from. I was calling you. What's his name?
Fortuna.
I wanted to get up with him down there. La Romana was nice. No, what's the other one?
Boca Chica.
Yeah, I've been there too. Jay Allen. Rest in peace, Jay Allen.
Rest in peace, Jay Allen, man.
Fucking Boca Chica, man.
You know Jay?
What? No, but he'd always get on there. I met up with him once. You were talking about it. And he's like, he's always sending me videos. And he was down there on the jet skis. They love Ortiz down there. David Ortiz.
Oh, man. He's like a god over there.
In Boca Chica?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But where is he from? David Ortiz.
I don't know.
I don't know where he's from. Probably Santo Domingo.
But where's the other one? The real nice place.
Juan Dolio?
With the white beaches and everything.
La Tejanas? What is it called?
Yeah, Las Terrenas.
No.
Fuck.
Oh, man. There's only like fucking five cities.
And not that many. Santiago.
Mau?
No. Oh, man.
Bani?
Bonnie,
you know more than me.
It's all the Boston.
It's like being a Lowell and Lawrence. All these names.
Yeah, you see,
every one of these are like restaurants I'm from. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, Diaz awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You know? Yeah, Sisua's just like, yeah, you know Sisua. But
is it beach? I don't know. Is it beach?
No, it's just all fucking whores, yeah, mostly. You yeah. know what I mean? And some clubs. I mean, it's good.
It's all that. Yeah, Michael.
It's like this one strip.
Yeah,
like,
it's just this little area. Yeah,
I went without knowing that was that.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and I didn't know, like, I'm like, whoa, this is different. I didn't know that that was that.
That's board. The industry. Just all hookers and shit.
So I was a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I, in the beginning, I got like, I was feeling myself. I'm like, these girls are hating on me. But they ain't hating on me. They want the world. Like, hold up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't getting it.
You want those Yankees.
It's like, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, why are you, like, you hating on me at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, wow.
And then I got hit. And then I'm like, oh, this is
how do you spell that? What is
so, it?
So, I think an S. Nah, oh, okay. I'm
going to go back and visit this place.
Next week, man.
Yeah, with an S. So, with a Z.
Yeah, fuck, all right.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part, I basically take my city, Los Minas, Katanga, where my parents is from, you know. That I said my favorite part, because...
Is DR it rural or is it city? Or?
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's the hood. They say it's one of the most dangerous place in DR, you know.
But real beautiful.
But it's not beautiful. It just feels like home, you know. It's my spot. I mean, I like it. But if I would like to like travel and have a good like vacation there, I would go to Las Terrenas.
Yeah,
it's beautiful over there. You know, the beaches and everything is it's high class, very
I gotta check that.
Yeah, Las Terrenas. You go to
the white sand.
It's beautiful over there. You know, so I'll recommend Las Terrenas before Punta Cana, Puerto
Punta
Plata.
Cana. Punta Cana. I knew it was one of those.
I don't know how I couldn't think of that. How are they not mentioning it? Because I know when they say
it's like the famous one. Well, everybody goes Punta Cana. But,
Playa Blanca.
Playa Blanca,
Punta Cana.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. I love that.
It's nice down there in Punta Cana.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been to La Terrena, then you'll dismiss Punta Cana and you'll...
Really?
Yeah.
More touristy Punta Cana.
Right? Yeah, more touristy Punta Cana. That's touristy as well, but it is better.
Yeah.
It is well, like...
Is it north? It's north, right?
I don't know. It's north, south, west. Yeah. I just know it's...
Just bring me. Yeah.
Hey, you know what's funny? When I first went to rehab in Florida, I'm like... I've been to Florida a couple of times, like Disneyland, but I didn't know where the fuck I was. I get out of detox and I'm like, I'm in this program for 30 days. And I get out and I'm like, you know, how do you get here? And they're like, yeah, go west 3 blocks and then go south. I go, what do you think? I got a compass in my pocket? What am I, fucking Christopher Columbus? You know what I mean? Like, start talking east and west and south and north. Like, just tell me, take a right, you know, 2 blocks down, take a left. You know, I don't know. Fucking, I still don't know, but you know. I don't know how they know that. How do you know?
But they do that same shit in Nevada.
Yeah.
North, south, right?
So it's like, grids. Well, yeah.
No. What was it? In LA. That's how they would give me directions. Like, oh, yeah, well, if the mountains are ahead of you, then you're north. Or if they're behind you, there's still some shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Just give me the address. I'll put it on my GPS. Like, I don't give a fuck about the mountains.
I do 360 and I see the mountains everywhere.
Yeah. It's crazy. In Boston, the roads are y'all fucked up. Good luck trying to get around there.
Yeah. It's fucking totally different. You know what I mean? But Florida was a good time. You know what I mean? That's where it all started.
I know you asked the questions, but can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Is this like a business now? I know it's like your brand, but is this like...
I don't know. I just started it out for fun. You know
I
know you're
having fun, but I hear Joe Rogan say the same shit. I just started out for fun. Now the motherfucker has millions of dollars. Like,
yeah.
Is this like, you know...
I guess part of it.
Momentum?
Part of the brand,
definitely. No, but is it like, you know, is it happening?
I mean, nothing crazy yet. Yeah. You know what I mean? The Instagram's starting to make some money off the Instagram. You know, get some sponsors.
Not to get too personal with you, like money, but I'm just wondering. No. I don't know how these things monetize, like with the media and stuff. Like,
well, the bigger it gets, people want to start, you know, giving you money to, you know, plug their brands.
Yeah. Oh shit! Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah.
That's how. But I'm like, it's like my Instagram. You know, it's like fucking TikTok and everything. Everything's so fucking vanilla. Like, you had a guy like me, you know what I mean? Oh, he's a little, he's a little edgy. So it's like, you know, gambling things, only certain things will fuck with me.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? I get you. You know what I mean? I get you.
Like, oh, prison or fucking whatever. But whatever. I think the bigger it gets, you can't, you know, pretty soon they're like almost forced to fucking... You'd be stupid not to throw me a few bucks to plug your fucking business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. That's how it goes.
You know, when you get so many followers and stuff, like, it just happens. But Instagram, I feel like I need a platform where I could put more stuff that they'll remove everything. Like when you start getting, it's like comics today. Mm. They go on stage. They're afraid to tell jokes.
You get canceled quickly.
Yeah, you're going to offend this one. You're going to offend that one. So it's like, it almost takes the fun out of it.
It sometimes. Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can't talk about this. Or, if I put this video, are they going to remove it? Oh, they're going to, they deleted my whole account before.
Yeah.
So now.
So what do you do then? You're going to start from scratch? Or you just
he started all over. Look at him now.
Yeah. That sucks.
Started all over. And
I'm,
yeah.
There's, over 100,000 Tank Tanks went through it the same
thing. Yeah, Tank. Tank lost
his account. Hacked his account.
Yeah, he got hacked.
Yeah.
Right away I saw it. Oh, look at my new fucking car. I said, I put a comment. I go, oh, he got hacked. I just know because I've seen that happen to many people.
And then you just got to restart from.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's a reality show in the DR or something. I'm like, hacked. I saw his post, you know, Frank.
But like somebody that's established and stuff like yourself, and then they just come and yank the rug from under you.
Yeah.
It's like, then you got to start from scratch.
When I woke up and my page was deleted, I was fucking sick. I'm trying to log in. It says no such account.
Oh,
like I'm typing in Bean Shooter. It says no.
So it wasn't hacked. It was deleted by Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah.
Wow.
They gave me a warning. They said you're suspended for up to 20 days. We'll let you know. And every day I'm trying to log in. 3 days later, it was just gone. And I was like, fuck, I had, you know, a lot of old pictures in there and everything that I didn't have anymore.
Yeah. TikTok did it to me.
Did they?
I had over 100,000 followers, like a
1.1 million. Why did they yank it from you?
I was posting, you know, dumb stuff. Like, you know, they give me a warning and I'm like, all right. And I did it again. I ain't respect it. And I'm like, I regret it now, but I just left it.
What was it, like a video with a girl with her tits hanging out or something
stupid? I put, there was a train that blew up on fire and a whole bunch of naked guys ran out.
Where the fuck did you find that?
I found out. But those are stuff that get views, you know?
It can be anything. They'll delete anything. I was a TikTok. I don't even go on there anymore because they're about to wipe that one out on me. So I've had a lot removed. But I mean, it doesn't matter. I put a thing where like there's a New York Jets fan at the game. He was yelling. His teeth fell out. And I put in the comment below it, they'll probably remove this video for bullying. An hour later, your post has been removed, bullying. Like, it's a joke. I was in Columbia and these kids are riding bicycles. And it was going up this steep hill, and there was like a rope. They tied it to the back of a truck, and they were holding onto it. They were all holding the rope, pulling up the thing, and went, TikTok removed.
Wow.
Dangerous acts. So, like, it's.
Yeah.
It's, so vanilla. Yeah, it's so silly.
But a lot of times, it's the people reporting it.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times, it's like, the haters. Yeah, it'd be the haters. Like, the haters, they report it, and like, I'm like, oh, man, suck.
Did you see this kid reporting me the other day, the thing I got into with this kid? Well, you guys aren't, looking. Did you see it, Justin?
I got you on Snapchat. Yeah.
Listen, it was unbelievable. This kid puts me out there and he's reporting all my posts and he put his
name. Oh, yeah.
He put his fucking name in there, right?
Oh, so shit. Let's go.
He puts his, he puts his name, Italian name. I'm not going to, put him out there because he already mentioned himself in there and he put himself out there in the comments. Yeah. But it was an old video. My uncle was in the hospital and he was having DTs and they weren't giving him anything. And he called me and he's like shaking. He's like, Mike, can you bring me a nip? Can you bring me a nip? Captain Morgan's. And he, cause I know you can have alcoholic seizures. I remember the guards in Lowell District Court when the old winos would be in the holding cell, they'd come in and give them a nip. I mean, looking back, it was probably because they didn't want to have to deal with the seizure and the ambulances. Cause you can die from an alcoholic seizure. You know, you give somebody a fucking half a nip, a sip, that boom, shakes you go right away. It's like, I went in the hospital and he had a cup of ginger ale and I poured it half in. I'm like doing the right thing or whatever. And a couple months before, Paulie Black was going to detox. He's like, Mike, stop so I can get something on the way. And this is something that, I'd been to detox 100 times. Guys that drive people to detox all the time, people don't want to go in there already withdrawing. It takes you fucking 6 hours to get meds. And it's what people do before they go to detox.
Yeah.
They get off E, right?
Yeah.
So I'm with Paulie Black and Paulie went and got something. And then when I got him to the detox in Quincy, my good friend Kevin McClowney, his wife actually pulled a bunch of strings for me. They didn't even have any beds and they actually had, I forget what it was, but she pulled a major string and got him in the door, right? I'm like, this guy's hurt and he's in a bad way. So I bring him there and he's getting his stuff and I'm talking to this guy, Kevin. I turn around, he's gone. Where the fuck's Paulie? All of a sudden I see him walk around the back of the building and throw something in the barrel. I go, what'd you do? Throw away what you had, a needle or something?
Yeah.
He goes, no, I tucked it.
Oh, shit.
Meaning he stuck it with that. I'm like, the fuck are you doing bringing drugs in detox, dude?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And she's standing right there and he is. So they don't know what we're talking about. And she's like, you ready?
Oh, shit.
But I'm like saying, you fucking asshole, what are you doing? Yeah. The next day, he must have shot. I don't know if it was meth.
Yeah.
Kid calls me. He's like, he's throwing fucking ear punches at my wife.
Oh, nice.
He's doing cartwheels down the hallway. I go, he's a former gymnast. He got the text. He goes, well, that explains the cartwheels. I'm like, dude, he's not a gymnast. I'm just fucking around. He's out of his mind is what he is.
Oh, man.
So all of a sudden this kid comes in the comments the other day. He goes, you own 2 sober homes in Lowell. You're helping people sneak drugs in a detox. I reported you.
That's what I saw.
I reported you to this BSAS. It's like Bureau of Substance Abuse System. You know, whatever.
Did they come down on you?
I haven't heard nothing yet, but they probably will, because in their eyes, look at this guy. And I go, first off, why would I call somebody and get him a bed? So I'm coming at him in the comments back, but I'm being careful because I know this guy's reporting me to Instagram, reporting me to everything, but he outed himself in the comments. I'm like, why would I get somebody in detox, driving to Quincy from Lowell to help him sneak drugs in? Like, it defies logic. I'm trying to help the kid get sober. And he's like, and you could have killed that guy in the hospital, giving him alcohol. And I'm like, oh, me and, you know, idiot, putting that on the video, right? Yeah. I'm like, it's fucking content, you know. Maybe it ain't even real booze, buddy. You know what I mean?
But
he's coming at me. I reported you this. I reported you that. So my good friend Bobby Dokas, his son Brock, who's a fucking animal. The kid Brock, unbelievable athlete, wrestler, jiu-jitsu. Wow. He trains kids.
Yeah. A name like Brock, you gotta be right. Brock
Lesnar. So he wrestled this kid in high school, and they had video of it. And Brock was a junior, 20 pounds lighter, like you you sparred the other kid, right? And he had video of him fucking slamming him on the thing. So I posted it on Instagram and tagged the kid. I go, you're still upset over my nephew fucking bouncing you out the club, huh? Want to fucking rap me out? And people are just coming at him in the comments. And he's
so the kid's a local normal kid, and he's being a dick?
Yeah, he's from like Tingsboro, and he works in like... In recovery.
Mental health and stuff.
Yeah, mental health and recovery. And I'm like, now he's coming at me like, everyone's threatening my life. I'm like, buddy, you could have DM'd me.
You came at the shooter, bro. Yeah, you came at the shooter.
You could have DM'd me and said, hey, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
That probably wasn't the best thing to do or whatever. Yeah. And I would have talked to him. And then people started telling me, oh, he's reporting my comments to Instagram. So I fucking blocked him. Like, see you later, buddy.
Yeah.
Next day I wake up, he's got my email.
Ah,
hey,
man.
Mike. And he's like, copping, please. Like, I grew up around addiction the first time I saw him. And if he just would have fucking talked to me to begin with, I'm not trying to beef with people on I'm not trying to beef with people on the street.
No, yeah. You know, no beef, fucking, no beef, just I'm laughs.
Not, yeah, no, yeah, just fucking joking around. And then he's like, can you remove certain addresses? And I'm like, I responded to the email. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Maybe he meant his Instagram name. I'm not putting anyone's fucking address.
Hey, buddy, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Sorry, pal.
You know, you pick a fight with me on social media, and then your fucking 1,000 people come at you in the comments, going, you're a rat and everything else. Like, you made your bet.
What the fuck, man? Yeah.
Like a snitch.
Yeah. But what about Paulie Black? Is that boy good?
No.
Fuck, man.
He's out on the streets. He's got cirrhosis real bad, man. And he's
rooting for that dude. I never met him. I just see him through his Snapchats.
Yeah, I've been rooting for him.
But he breaks my heart, you know? Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, I love this guy. Like, I feel for him, you know? But I love it when you, bring him around and you're feeding him, all this high-end food. And you know he just wants a fucking peanut butter and jelly, you know what I mean? You're giving him, the greatest, it's a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Steakhouses,
yeah. He's stealing the fucking forks and knives and shit.
It's great. We always do that, Cap. Capital Grill.
I'm like, that's great. I'm
trying to get all my silverware.
They're going
to
come at you now.
Yeah.
Capital Grill.
Yeah,
watch out.
That's nice. This guy's reporting me right now. But Paulie, man, we keep trying. I keep telling him, go to detox. And he's like, I gave him 20 the other day again. I got to stop doing it. You know, he's like, give me 20, I'll go. I'm like, Paul, stop. Just ask for the money.
Don't run that game on me.
You know what I mean? But fucking, you can only fucking pray for him. I'm not a big prayer, but you know what I mean? Just fucking hope for the best for him. I tell him, you got nobody doing. How many people are stopping and not sitting there and toot my own horn, like, I'm the only guy trying to help you. But Paulie, you got nobody. You got no family.
Yeah.
You're sleeping in a fucking tent.
Is he a little dude?
Yeah.
Really? Grew up with him when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Damn.
A little older than me, but
a lot of history, you know?
Yeah.
And I love, Abe and I talk about, the sober houses and stuff. Like, we see your sober house on Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's a well-oiled machine, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like it helps a lot of guys out. It's good shits that live
there. Yeah, mostly good
then you
guys.
Some of them working for your roofing company. Is that
yeah,
the same?
Yeah.
It's fucking great. What the fuck?
Did you see the video the other night, two nights ago, the cops, the guy comes for the cops? Night before last, I had a guy in the house and it was like a bump beef, but he had something on his record where he like threatened to blow up a police station. And he did like 6 months in jail. So he was kind
of. Can you say his name? Because I follow who's who. I'm like, oh, that one's Statham. Yeah. That one's Itzhak. You know what I mean? All the nicknames.
No,
Statham's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
That dude's nuts.
Oh, my God. We want to see something crazy?
Please.
Oh, hold on. Let me get this. This is fucking amazing.
And Bundy's the man.
This is amazing.
Oh, who else did I see that was funny? Saw two guys fighting, like one smaller guy. Yeah. Do you instigate them or you just let it?
They just go at it.
Yeah, just go at it.
Oh, fuck.
So he's always like at the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
he's right. Catch him for the camera. Camera. Shit,
do it for the gram.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do it for the snap.
Oh, fucking, look at this kid's number.
The surveillance video?
Oh, here we go. No. Where do you see this? If I can dig this up. This is a picture of Statham in prison when he was like, to me, in his early to mid 30s.
Jack.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Bill Ricka.
Wow.
Wow.
Statham is a fucking animal.
I know you call him Statham for a reason. You know he's one of those wiry.
Can we zoom in on this?
Statham.
No? We going to hold it up to the camera? All right, the world needs to see this. Yeah. The world needs to see Statham in all his glory. Yeah. You would have thought he was fucking.
Look at that.
Right? You would have thought he was on the juice, right? Nope. That's behind the wall in Bill Ricka. Statham needs to get back in the fucking gym himself. Statham is gone right now. But the kid the other night. He got a real bum beef, and I didn't know what was going on. And he went to work with some kid, and he's kind of like, I want to say autistic, but he's
socially delayed.
Yeah, yeah, introverted and this and that. But he was like, he's like the Rain Man guy. Like, he could tell you, like, oh, you know, your birthday is fucking June 4th, 1982. Yeah, that was on a Friday.
Yeah, crazy.
And you look, and it's on a Friday. How the fuck you know that? So. So last week I got like this gambling sponsorship, and this guy's like a nerd with the football and all the numbers, right? And every week I got to give out a pick, so people are roasting me. Yeah, you gave out a loser. I fucking like, dude, you tried picking NFL football. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like six and nine. So last week he goes, the last two or three games I gave out winners. No one says that when you give out winners.
Of course not.
It's when you give out a loser, it's fucking they want to talk shit. So he's like, give out a 14 parlay. I'm like, buddy. You know how it is to hit a 14 parlay. Like, I just need one or two winners. He goes, Kansas City, Miami, San Fran, and L.A. Dude, all four. I'm watching it, and all four fucking cover the spread. If I would have gave that out as a pick, like $100 probably would have been like,
wow.
How much would $100 pay on a 14 parlay with a spread?
Yeah, it depends. No, on
way
the
more than a couple hundred. A 14 parlay?
A 14
parlay. Like $2,000. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. 14 and 14. $100 14 parlay.
Yeah, good money.
Yeah, so.
Did the dude hit?
Yeah, he put in a small bet. He didn't get no money, but he gave him to me, and I'm like, I should have gave this out as a pick because that would have fucking carried me the rest of the year. No one could talk shit. Like, I gave you a 14 parlay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. He goes to work with this kid, and the kid takes him in some garage, and the guys are like drinking beers, and he leaves him there for like fucking 10 minutes. So I don't know all this. I get a call from a cop later. He goes, hey, what's up with this guy in the house, you know, fucking Joel? And I go, what's up? He's like, we're going to go wrap him up. Something about, you know, threats, something about shooting up a school. So now I go. The fuck? Now I know he's got a history online threatening to blow up a police station. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this guy is a fucking complete fucking idiot. So I don't care. I go, yeah, go get him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we're going there now. So I'm at my house. I eat like a sandwich. I'm there like 15, 20 minutes. Fucking Bundy tries calling me twice. So I'm like, all right, here it is. He's calling me to say, you know, the cops are here and they arrested this kid. So I go, I drive over there. Everything's quiet. I go walking in. The kid's sitting there with Bundy on the couch watching TV. I'm like, oh, you're still here, huh?
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? I go, well, the cops are about to fucking drag you out of here in handcuffs. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, no, really. So Bundy's like, ha ha, laughing. I'm like, listen, I don't fucking joke about this shit. Cops are coming for you, dude. So get out of here. I walk up. I go over the front door. I open it up. There's three cops walking down the street, creeping up on the house. I go, as a matter of fact, here they are. Boom. He runs upstairs. I go upstairs. He takes his cell phone, drops him in the drawer. I go, dude, you know, he told me it's really nothing. I go, he goes walking down the stairs. He comes down because there's two stairs in the house. He comes down. He's in the kitchen with me. He looks. You can see the door open. You can see the three cops standing there. So you know they got one right here at the back door, right?
Yeah.
He's like this. He spins around. I got the video because I got the security cameras in the house. All of a sudden, he just opens the door.
Takes off.
Gone.
See ya.
Cop goes running after him. Now, the cop thinks it's like a drop-off behind the house, but it's a hole in the fence. I put a hole in the fence so they could cut through to go to the store because otherwise, you know, walk all the way down the street and around. Yeah, yeah. Just being a gentleman.
Yeah, making it easy
for the boys. Yeah, yeah. You know, he's through the hole in the fence like a hot knife through butter. Go on. It's rush hour. Right? It's like 5 o'clock at night. This guy, they got the blues. They can't get through the traffic. You can just see him.
Fucking
ass and elbows. No, he's like 40. No, God. He's going to call me afterwards. He's like, fuck that, dude. It's Christmas, man. So he's like, I ain't trying to get locked up on Christmas. I go, I hear you.
But all kids aside, he said he's going to blow up a school.
We might want to find this guy. This is what I'm going
We don't want this guy out there, man.
This is what I'm going to get at.
What the fuck?
Comes to find out, this kid who had him working brings him in this garage. These guys drinking beers. You know, like fucking drink it like rednecks. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like bullies probably something. This guy's like an introvert. He's not like, like what else? We could sit here and shoot the shit. Even if I didn't know you guys, you'd talk for fucking 10 minutes and you talk to this kid a minute and he's kind of weird.
Yeah.
They start talking political. And then they start saying something about some school, maybe like the fucking lesbian tranny stuff going in there talking. I don't know what they were talking about. He's like, fuck, they did that at my kid's school. I go in there with an AK-47. That was it.
Dumb shit like that.
He leaves. These fucking idiots call the police. This guy was talking about going to school with a gun. Oh, he's at this sober house down the street. Oh,
fuck me, huh?
Wow. Yeah, so he got bum beefed, you know?
Jesus Christ.
So,
What the fuck? Where are you finding
these
people?
Bundy. Bundy met him in jail.
Oh, yeah, shit, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, so the cop called me up. He's like, his buddy's like, thought I fucking, you know, told him to run out the back door. I go, the cop goes, thanks a lot. I go, dude, every time they came for me, when I ran out the back door, there was two of them right there bundling me.
Yeah.
I thought that was like protocol.
Yeah.
Like, you go.
Is your house constantly like crazy shit going on at that house all the time?
No, no. It's pretty. Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's pretty normal for the most part.
It's pretty normal.
How's your relationship with
every once in a while? We got a school shooter.
School shooter. The cops always there? Like,
no.
You got a good relationship with the 5-0?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on the way. They're all right. They all follow me.
They all follow
you. The younger group of guys, right? Probably the older group of guys probably didn't like it too much.
Yeah, I mean when the cop was coming by, I'm like, you know, thinking this guy's fucking shooting up a school. It's not like I'm trying to get this guy away. Like, you know, crawl out the window and fucking, you know, I'm just like, buddy, a cop's here for you. Go. Like, and also I'm assuming they're going to be at the back door. If there's three at the front door and they're coming to arrest you.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You can bet dollars to donuts. There's three more at the back. You know,
especially if they have experience of that happening, people running from the back away.
Yeah. I remember they arrested me in Boo Boo's house, right? For that. It was a bank robbery task force, right? So I'm sitting on the fucking couch watching TV and you hear, boom, the back door. And I jump up and Boo Boo's like, they're coming in. He's like, wait. They're like breaking the door. He's like, they're here. And I had some drugs, some Suboxone stuff on the table and a bag of hoax, some other stuff, sitting on the coffee table. And I immediately get up and I run to the front door. And I get to the front door and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're on it. I mean, maybe I should have pulled a fucking Joel and just opened it and rolled the dice and ran. But
jump out the window like Dickie.
So I get to the front door and I'm like, oh, they're definitely here. And now I can see them coming through the back door because you can see straight. And then I'm like, fuck, I got those drugs on the table, you know? So I'm running and they come through the door And I'm running right at them. And they, like, freeze. And they're, like, drawing their weapon. They're probably like, this fucking madman sprinting right at us. But I was trying to get to the table, you know?
Yeah.
So I got the drugs and I just reached back and I, you know.
Tuck it?
Yeah, suitcased it, you know? And the fucking cop come in and the lady's like, he stuck something in his ass. And I look at this cop, Joe Murray. Joe Murray hits me. Boom. And then he foot sweeps me. We landed in nice. Boo-Boo's chair and it popped open. And I was like, oh, that hurt. And then then some lady, she was a bank robbery. She was the FBI bank robbery task force. She's like, he just stuck something in his ass. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. And the cop hit me again. And I'm like, I didn't stick nothing in my ass. And fucking all of a sudden this cop, Billy Finn from Lowell, comes in. It's funny. I got a good relationship with him now. He got me a few times, right? Yeah. But Billy's like a street guy. Like, you know,
he fucking, knows what's up.
Yeah, he knows what's up. Yeah, yeah. He's, you know, funny guy. Always fucking cracking jokes, right? So he comes in and, you know, I just got buried twice, fucking foot swept. I'm fucking sprinting. I'm tucking everything. Here I am making excuses. So Billy Finn comes in. He's standing there and he goes, that day I defaulted court for a shoplifting warrant. And I go, wow, Billy, you guys really send the cavalry for a fucking shoplifting warrant. He goes, Mike, we ain't here for no shoplifting. He goes, you hit a home run this time, and it wasn't fucking Little League. So I know I'm all getting banked, right? Yeah. I know what time it is. I know where they're there, but I'm playing dumb. So the lady says something again. She goes, he stuck something in his ass. And he comes over. He like undoes my pants. He pulls him out. He looks down. He goes, you Irish, Mike? I go, fuck you, Billy. I'll tell the jokes around here. they fucking took me out.
Fuck's sake.
All right, boys. February 16th, Madison Square Garden.
Yes, sir. February 16th.
Nova. WBC champ.
WBC champ. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Like, people who don't know boxing see people with belts.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of that? Like, there's no more trophies. Everyone's fucking got a belt. But when you're fighting for the WBC.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. That, belt. That's it. Yeah. Man, that's fucking everything.
It's a Super Bowl belt.
It's the you know, green belt.
Yeah, man.
It's the money belt.
Dude's going to have it.
Yeah, it's the green
that's
belt.
That's wild. Yeah. Like Abe's going to be wearing that bad that's baby. It's awesome. Going to be crazy. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be crazy. Yeah.
So I want to get on to the gym and catch a couple of your workouts.
Catch them all, you know. Catch me active. You could catch the sparring. Like you went down when you saw me sparring the Venezuelan kid.
Yeah,
down,
yeah.
You know.
New Hampshire, wasn't it?
Yeah. In New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire. Yeah. We'll get some more work with that kid next week.
Yeah, we got some more work with some other
and
kids.
And we're going to a new gym. Everybody Fights is moving to the Black Falcon Pier. Blackfield, I always fuck that up. Black.
They got a good spot now.
Yeah, they do have a nice spot, but they're moving down near, like, you know, the pavilions at the old Reebok headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
So no, this place is going to be huge. Fucking, it's
going to
be, it's unbelievable. Feet. Yeah, huge, it's awesome. Yeah. So where we go? The 8th? January 8th?
January 8th, yep.
So January 8th, we'll be training down there.
Is that going to affect your training at all?
Nah.
It's going to be a quick move?
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
When they close it, that's already
over. This gym doesn't fuck around.
They're
a professional gym. You know what I mean? So like they're going to open it up and you come down for the grand opening and catch the workout.
Catch the workout.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking sit in the infrared sauna. You know,
you gotta get
your
everyone injections. Must be hitting you up for seats, right?
Oh man,
that's
they don't understand. I have no control for the seats.
Yeah.
I mean, like if they're paying me enough, you think they're gonna give me ticket seats?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta, you know, Ticketmaster like everybody else, get to it because I have no control.
And you know what? Support the cause, man.
Yeah.
So you know, trying to fucking
show greatness. Yeah. Check out greatness happen in front of your eyes.
I used to go to the Golden Gloves, and you know, some people I grew up with would be like, oh, you can sneak in the back door. And, you know, I have, right? There's been times where I go there late or something. I'll go by smoking, but I'm like, you know, I don't want Lowell to lose this, the Golden Gloves. Yeah. I support it. I'll fucking take 10 people and buy them tickets.
Yeah, $25,
I'm not trying to crawl in a fucking window to get over on a $20 ticket. You know what I mean? You know, fucking support.
You know, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, I'm from Albany, but I'm also having my life. I've been here in Boston, you know, like I said, I'm 8 months out the year in Boston training and whatnot, meeting friends, you know, getting networking with people. So, I rep both cities, you know. So come down, support your local fighter, you know, and watch me do greatness. In the name of God, I'll be the next WBC world champion.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, I don't like to say this and piss people off, but I mean, New York City is New York City. You think New York City, one of the greatest cities, on the planet. I mean, you got Paris. I mean, we love Boston and everything else, but like, just going to New York City.
Times Square.
Times Square. Madison, you know, the Mecca.
Madison Square Garden. For a world title, Madison Square Garden. Main event, ESPN. I mean, come on, man.
The fuck,
man.
It's
unbelievable.
I'm proud and happy
for this kid. And, we're gonna give him a push, big support. Push him.
Fucking right. I'll be there with bells on.
Let's go.
Gotta take Bundy. But listen, I might have to talk to you about... You might have to call about the seats. We might need two for Bundy.
Two seats or not. After that shot, it'll be good.
You have Bundy with a mascot.
That was Funky's job. He's got this big mascot with a head with the yellow beard. Like, yeah, we're talking great. It's got to be hot in that thing, huh? Yeah.
Well, I can't really tell you because it,
You ain't in it.
Yeah, I'm not in it. And it's alive, you know? So
Yeah, that's the man.
I mean, I can't really say what happened in there, but I know it's me.
That's right.
That's it.
All right. Merry Christmas,
boys. Merry Christmas, brother.
And thanks for coming down, man. Thanks again. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, my brother. All right. Thank you.
What's that? 12 in the books? It's fucking
12. 12 rounds.
It's 12 rounds.
Like a bunch of narcotics. Pull up in a new Ferrari. Living life, just got it. Come on. Chopping bricks like karate.